Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening, you're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect as we continue our series towards helping to create a more sustainable and greener planet for us all. I'm Carol Dooley. Our guest this week is John Pardy, General Manager of Dublin's Ivy Garden Hotel, Europe's first sustainable hotel. When it opened in 2018, its intention was to have the lowest carbon footprint possible in comparison with any other hotel in Europe. But how? Well, we'll find out shortly. First, how much of a priority would staying in a sustainable hotel be or is to you? We sent our reporter Max Kane to find out.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea for helping the climate and the future.
I wish there were a lot more sustainable hotels out there and easier to get and to find on the internet. Maybe that's something that a lot of travel agents could look into doing to advertise these sustainable hotels even more.
And when I say the word sustainable hotel, what kind of things pop into your head?
I would think about hotels that use sustainable brands of things like bedding, toiletries, stuff that can be reused in their restaurants, bars, things like that.
Would you pay the extra couple of bob to stay at a hotel that thinks about having people stay there in a sustainable way?
I definitely think that that would be worth considering.
Absolutely. Well, helping to pave the way for the future is Dublin's Ivy Garden Hotel. We're joined now by John Pardy, the General Manager. John, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. So can you just give us a little bit of a background first about the hotel?
Well, in 2018, we built a hotel in Parker Street in Dublin 2. It was a 150-bedroom hotel, and we wanted to be green energy because the demand from the big corporates and from the American market is they want to stay in a sustainable hotel when they arrive in Ireland.
Really? Is that what you're finding now? More and more people?
Absolutely.
This is one of their priorities.
Yeah. So we had to make the decision that this hotel would be very much green energy focused. So on that idea, we involved a lot of experts to have a look at it. So they advised that we would use water from underneath a watercourse under the hotel, which comes up through heat pumps at a particular temperature and is cooled. And that gives us free air conditioning in the rooms. But every time you have cooling, you have heat. So we managed to get that heat to look after the hotel, heat in the hotel and water. So we have no fossil fuels. Our electricity supplier are 100% certified as green energy. And so it's reduced our dependence on fossil fuels by about 80%.
Wow, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you and everybody at the hotel, you must have learned an awful lot initially putting all this together. I'm sure it was quite the complicated process.
A massive job to be done. It cost a lot of money, about 2 million, but we see it's well worth it now because technology is improving all the time. We're now actually investigating the idea of putting in solar panels as well to complement what we've already there. As we speak, we have a group of Greek engineers there just examining how we can further improve the whole system. It's a big job, big hotel, and thankfully it's gone very successfully. Of course, we opened in 2018, but of course we were closed for 2 years with COVID. So that was a big blow to us at the time, but it's rebounded back better than ever now, thankfully. All our suppliers are locally sourced as well, and we don't import anything. It's all LED lighting, LED lighting,
yeah.
And everything we have in the hotel is geared towards green, sustainable energy.
And do you see, as somebody in the industry, that, I mean, obviously not every hotel follows your lead, but do you see that this is something which is changing now, that more and more in the hospitality industry are actually waking up and saying, okay, we need to do something because this really is the right path to follow?
Well, when the market decides that they want to stay in a sustainable hotel, that leads everything else.
Indeed.
So when all the corporates, and we're very much corporate based, when they want, when they demand that, I see other hotels following suit.
Okay. And what about the general public? Not the corporate guests, but the general public when they come to stay. I mean, first of all, are most of them aware that you are such a sustainable hotel, or does it come as a very pleasant surprise? What's been the reaction?
Well, the Department of Environment have launched several initiatives in our hotel because it's been looked on as the green hotel, aware that we are. We always get queries about them. They actually want to come and see some of them, of the way the thing functions. But of course, that's down in the basement and very complicated and massive machinery, but they are very conscious when they arrive of what we do.
Probably go away having learned a few things themselves and perhaps bring that back into their own personal lives.
Well, hopefully, yeah. That's the way.
Make them think about it anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, congratulations to you and your team. You must be very proud of the hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting rave reviews about the hotel and we're very happy with the way the whole place is going. But as I said, we're tweaking the system all the time to improve it and looking at the ways to make it better and more energy efficient.
Okay, fantastic. All right, John Pardy from the Ivy Garden Hotel on Harker Street in Dublin. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us this week.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that wraps up this week's edition of Hours to Protect. If you missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie. And indeed, if you want to find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative, all the information is on our website too and at hourstoprotect.ie as well. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me. And I look forward to another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun Naman with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.